Blog Talk Radio.
Emergency! Everybody to get from street. Emergency! Everybody to get from street.
Хорошо.
Emergency! Everybody to get from street.
Hey, Ma!
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the
hell! Oh, my God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Hold up in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout who chored a child, Cruz just to an Idlewild.
Car
54, where are you?
Hold up in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's too wet out of wild.
Car 54, where are you?
I fucking love that show. Ford said he saw every episode. I'm sure I have too, but I'm watching it with fresh eyes, and they're usually tired eyes because it comes on at 2:30 a.m. But that and Belko at 2 and that at 2:30, I don't know if it's because of the hour that they show those or my condition, but I laugh my ass off almost every frickin' night that I'm up that late. Well, there you have it. Car 54, where are you? Bub. And welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth, home of the, home of the finest. Well, it's not that, you know, it's not that, I don't think it'd be, Cake says get a DVR, but I don't think it'd be as funny like 2:30 in the afternoon. That makes any sense. Like why David Letterman was funnier at 12:30 than at 11:30. Oh, Apple Cheeks, you're in for a... Nat Hiken was a genius. He's like, there was Nat Hiken and then there was nobody till Larry David, pretty much, as far as geniuses and fellow. Yeah, it's probably streams. Probably copyright free by now. But you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio, Mondays and Fridays. And take that day. So facto, without any further ado.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Well, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Nice. Indeed, sir. Indeed.
What a Dudley. And then Dudley Dickerson. Beauty. Right. No. This one. All righty. Well, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, it's good to be here. I didn't know the Down Child Blues Band were way back in the 70s. Thank you for it. I didn't know they dated that. They went that far back.
Yeah. I thought of them because that. I was reading a thing on the Blues Brothers. And on their initial album, they had three songs that they covered from the Down Child Blues Band.
Oh, okay.
And see? Their first album was like 79 or 80, so.
Yeah, sure.
They had to be around.
Did not know that. They actually formed in 1969, Ford says. Did not know that. Did not know they went that far
very
back.
Good year. Very dirty year. Filthy dirty. You Car 54 fan?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Nat Hiken, man. Am I right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, definitely.
TV genius. Funny as fuck, man.
Yeah, And a bit of a jazz fan, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from what I understand, anyway.
You got Bilko.
Uh-huh.
Car 54 was interesting, because I've read up on it, and I know the ooh-ooh guy was getting on everybody's nerves. Joey Roth. And they were thinking of phasing him hell off the show, just getting rid of him and replacing him with Schnauzer.
Bad?
Yeah. Because in the second season, Al Lewis's part gets increased. He gets a wife who's Charlotte Ray, who was brilliant on there. She was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And they started featuring them over Tootie and his wife, who weren't that funny. Good show, man.
And as we know, he's a bit of a slob. You can't really tell from the show, but but we know he's a slob.
Oh, man. That's a great article. Poor Imogene Coke. I just always, poor Imogene Coke. I had to fucking work with that Lawn 8 for the whole season. Poor thing. Alrighty. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. Just real briefly. I'd like to thank Uncle Bobo and the Loyal Order of Bobos for ruining herd immunity for everybody. Okay? Thank you, assholes. There's like 43% of these dicks and are not going to get the vaccine. So, they're thinking herd immunity might be like a pipe dream. Ha ha!
Fucking morons.
I got another week. Another week till I'm in the clear.
Okay. How you feeling, Commodore?
I feel great.
There you go.
Problems, man. I just need to stay away from COVID for another week, and I should live through this thing. Bang, bang, bang. Sprite and Fireball. There you go, GT.
Oh, okay.
You got to put some fizz in that stuff, man, that Fireball. Tonic water would probably be good, too.
That'll do it.
Alrighty. You
want to
blow something up?
Let's blow something the fuck up.
All right. Well, that's the thing, man. They were all like, well, we want to get... Remember he said... He says, Bobo says he wants to get, what do you say, herd mentality. He says, yeah, we need to achieve herd mentality. I believe what he meant, herd community. And they're not going
to. Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. Katy Perry.
Yes.
2015. Back in time. She's amazingly pretty. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But
I think I know.
It's not gonna, that's not going to
say. I remember looking at her the last time you told me about her.
Oh, you looked. Yeah, she's beautiful.
When you originally blew it up. So 2015. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, commence.
Commence firing.
Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a bottom specker.
Except for that...
Your ass.
Where are you, asshole, brother Mate?
Yeah.
Faggot!
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
So much fucking...
Katy Perry.
Nigga, shit!
Juicy J. Let's rage.
No!
Oh!
Baby, do you dare do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
I need some marijuana.
Pull the string.
Today's Republican Party. The few, the proud. The fucking.
I'm surprised that party still exists.
Of all times to, like, you know, I don't know. I want her to mute. I don't want to. I want this pandemic to be over, man. You know,
yeah.
It's frustrating. It's like,
yeah, it is.
What the fuck? What's your gain in letting this thing go on forever? I don't get that, man. What could possibly be the logic in not getting the vaccine? I don't know.
They don't want to be told to. By gum.
Yikes. Ted Nugent, yeah. He, that was actually
got
one of my headline. Yeah, yeah. Nugent got the, just the positive. We'll go, yeah. COVID denier Ted Nugent tests positive, highlighting vaccine hesitancy among some members of GOP. And then there's a picture of the idiot.
Oh, Christ.
He's all complaining because he thought he was dying. It's a clusterfuck. Write a song about it, brother. Piece of shit.
Ain't nothing to do.
Speaking of pieces of shit.
Pants.
Well, he tried shitting his pants for 2 weeks to keep the COVID away, but that didn't work.
On
the other thing. No, so what was that the other morning? I'm watching, you know, just watch TV because I'm an old man and I'm bored sometimes, so I watch television.
Yeah.
And I like that guy on The Daily Show, the Klepper, who fingers the pulse. He goes around and he interviews Bobo fans and exposes what idiots they are. Well, but darn if he doesn't close the show with Edward X. Young, the famous.
Did you get my text? I sent you back then. I've seen that clip. Okay.
Yeah, you went over to his page and he had the clip up there, and he's all proud of it. Like, this is like a great opportunity. This Klepper makes him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. This moron puts it up there because just like Bobo, he doesn't care if it's good or bad recognition, just as long as he's out there. That's all.
Hmm. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. If it's a put on, which it may be, even then it's stupid. He still comes off looking stupid.
Yep.
Because it's not. It's not a wink-wink put-on. If it is a put-on, I don't know, man.
It's not. They're out there,
dope.
Man. They are out there.
Man. This is like truly dumb fucking people, man. They're truly dumb.
He's comparing him to Tony Stark, the Iron Man. Comparing Bobo. And I like what Klepper said. Right?
Refresh my memory.
He said that Tony Stark actually believes in science, though. to which Eddie X just laughs. I guess, just what an idiot. The guy slapped him in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today was actually the 1 year anniversary of injecting bleach and somehow putting UV light into your body through the skin or maybe somehow something else.
God.
Leave that to the medical doctors to figure out. Take the disinfectant, you coat the lungs with it. There's a number on it.
Aren't you missing the daily stupid we used to get with that president?
Oh, man. No. No. Not at all. Not at fucking all, man.
We got enough to laugh at for a lifetime.
Man. I mean, it's like seeing that shit again today where he's talking about the bleach. I'm going like, dude, I don't miss you one fucking iota.
What an idiot.
Oh, good riddance. Idiot. All right, there they are. Opossum Lounge. Leading off and playing first base is Apple Cheeks Alice. She's swinging
Sweet
a lot.
Sweet Alice.
We missed you Monday. I should have said something. But I didn't want, you know, I didn't want to jinx it in case something, you know, there was an emergency or something like that. I'm glad there wasn't an emergency and you just, like, forgot it was Monday.
You missed our Alice.
And there's Daddy G.
Daddy G's here.
A night with Daddy G.
Snuggly Fatty
Saturday. Which, excuse me, I definitely won't listen to this week because I'll be having a gig. I'll be working.
Oh, okay, good. I got to get back on the program. But now that I'm working, man, I just kind of zap out.
Yeah.
I'm going to Gumby Land.
Yep. What's funny now, just, you know, without any responsibilities to anyone, I think work will go a little bit better. You know, like I won't be pressed to get home.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
No Dream grotto man. Tomorrow night, says Daddy G.
No grotto. Okay.
I would say he's traveling, not traveling. He's traveling.
Yeah.
Be a little suspicious. Oh, he takes Tide Pod to keep the COVID away. Smart thinking.
Oh, there you go.
There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. I don't know why I laughed at that apple cheeks. Like, I don't know, like you meant LSD or something.
I was just watching a documentary on Timothy Leary too.
Oh yeah? He's going AZ to see his sister. That's got to be a pleasure trip there. You get that.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Nice girl. Right, we got
dad.
Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I mentioned that. And Ford Prefect is here.
Oh, Ford Prefect.
Little blaster in hand. Owl
right.
at the ready.
Do we have some Ford Prefects you're going to play tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Supplies is- Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. He's picking
there's
up
a,
my
there's
slack.
A weird... Well, I got a little creative for the 3 minutes tonight, so...
Oh, okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Group effort. A medley, you might say. Looking forward to that.
Intriguing.
Yeah. Classic Friday night possum shit, man. Thank you for coming, Ford. And there's GT Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
Trenton.
Yeah, out of his way, he's had a fireball under his belt.
That's right.
Yeah, out of his way.
GPO.
Hey, there you go, cornstarch on a cut to stop bleeding. I didn't know that.
Sure.
I did not know that.
Sure.
I used to have, like, I guess it's probably true for everybody, my healing factor was a million times better when I was young.
Yeah.
At this ripe old age, it seems like boo-boos never go away.
No.
They never go away, man. I choo-choo's going to be like an hour. Nothing. Bit
and
gone.
You don't even know how you got them.
No.
Them in the first place.
What the fuck is... Oh, jeez, another boo-boo.
Uh-huh.
The shirt sleeve line there. All right. They're coming forwards. They're coming GT, strongest man on the internet.
Ford
GT. Big work tomorrow. He's hard at work tomorrow.
Hard working man.
He's got stuff to do. Let's see. Ooh, I love this.
Good man down.
Celebrity bowling.
Time to do some bowling.
I need to get like this on a loop for my Skittle Bowl.
Every time I hear it, man, all I can see is Richard Deacon wearing that little scarf thing around his neck and a little blue jumpsuit, man.
Was it blue?
Yeah. It was like a baby
was lime
blue
green.
Jumpsuit or something. Maybe it was. I don't
maybe
know.
Blue.
It was
a very gay color.
Yes, it was. and that little kerchief tied around his neck there.
Who knew?
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Fred Rutherford. That's the one. You know, Mel Cooley, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Fred Rutherford. That uptight underwear.
He used to work in the salt mines.
I love Richard Deacon.
That guy
was
great.
Heroes. And there's our old pal Hope.
Hope
people die.
People die.
Always a pleasure, man. Like, I'm glad you're back in the fold, dude. I said that before. I'll say it again. Sue me. Say whatever best of the world. Well, you can't say anything you fucking want. Within reason. There's a sinister minister of finance and parking, the one and the only Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Good to be here.
The Pasta Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beer.
There it is.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin', told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618, got 1735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head, told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am. Could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am. I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along, goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the Grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know. But Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Mortals,
I like that.
Stand Free.
I put on a grandma suit. That's the part I like, the grandma suit.
There's a lot of funny in there that just goes right past.
It is. It was actually good. I like that one.
Actually, I like that one better than the A-side, St. George and the Dragon Net.
Yeah,
although that has the classic 412, what's a 412 line overacting.
Mm-hmm. I'll give it this.
And, what do you do?
I'm a knave. I'm a knave. He's a knave.
Profession, man. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, very cool, man. Monday after the show, took my blood pressure. It wasn't as low as I was hoping. But then I'm like, I look at my gym crack, and there's like all these emails from all the shit I bought on eBay came in, apparently. And I didn't see it. It was sitting on the porch. There's like four comic books coming in the mail that day. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to do what? There's four comic books on my porch, man. One issue of Thor away, and then I'm done. Done. And we'll have my run completed. And, I was bidding on Thor number 207 today.
Yeah.
And it was a nice price, man, you know, and it was a bidding one. Sometimes you bid, sometimes you buy it, you know. I had to bid. So I'm sitting there with my gym crack in my hand, and I'm waiting. I'm watching the clock tick down because I really wanted to win this one. I really wanted this.
Yeah.
Because if I get 207, I'm done. Some jackass fucker starts texting me 2 seconds, like a minute to go. What the fuck is that? What the gotcha get? By the time I get fucking eBay back on my gym crack, some jackass swooped in at the last second and took my Thor comic book, man. God damn it.
Swooped in like you were going to do.
Well, hey, I was the first bidder. I bid on it yesterday. I was just protecting my bid, man.
I got you.
Dang, man. It's like, cool the timing. And Oak knows who it was. You know damn well who it was, Oak. Exactly. Schleprock, man. Alrighty. Well, that was...
That's not
good fun. Yeah, well, keeps the mystery alive.
There you go. It's a way of looking at it.
What else was this? Oh, Earth Day, man. We had Earth Day this week.
Earth Day.
And they had the price of aluminum was like twice what it usually is.
Sure.
Just as a special Earth Day thing. Nobody was there. The place was empty. I drove right in.
Oh, no shit.
Years worth of cans. Walked out of there with 60 big ones. Nice.
So sweet, sweet.
That's real folding money, man.
Yeah.
That's like it used to be. That used to be... you'd get about $8 to $10 a bag back in the day. I hate saying back in the day. Several years ago, you'd get that much for a bag, and then the price of aluminum just caved for whatever reason, and a free T-shirt.
All right.
So very cool.
Oh, there you go. I made the day all right.
That's why I save my cans until Earth Day.
Yeah.
Go drop them off.
Mm-hmm. Every time I hear this Earth Day, I think it is, you know, the guy who started it was that Philadelphia murder. You know,
that's right. Over that.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Stuffed that cute girl in a trunk. Killed her and stuffed her in a trunk.
Yeah.
Real peace-loving guru, this guy.
Yeah. Well, I got a T-shirt.
There you go. All right. Those are positive things.
Yeah, a T-shirt, man. Silver lining.
Yeah, T-shirt and comic books. Jesus, nice.
All right, here's this is a Ford contribution to the show.
Uh-huh.
It's a quickie. It's called The Weirdest Song Ever. Okay? And I was listening to this thing, and I'm like, well, I got to play this, because number one, I think this might be the long-lost Jimmy recording. It sounds like Jimmy. You know, Jimmy.
We love Jimmy.
One, the only Jimmy. But it sounds like Jimmy backed with Yoko Ono. Yeah. Yeah, I believe.
A Jimmy duet with Yoko Ono. I like it.
This is the lost Jimmy Yoko joint. So, ladies and gentlemen, this gets you ready for the 3 minutes you'll never get back. This is The Weirdest Song Ever.
That did sound like them.
Didn't it sound like Jimmy and Yoko, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that was some weird shit, man.
Uh-huh. It's fine.
So it reminded me of Ma and Wang from Indonesia. Oh, well, not everybody can make the big time. Could have sworn that was Yoko, though, at the end, you know. Just off-key enough. Yoko, seal of approval. GT said it sounded like somebody was killing a goat. Yeah, that's Yoko. Had to have been Yoko.
All right,
man, I love Yoko. I love Yoko.
We all do.
I think Yoko's cool, man. You know why? She sticks it to the man on a regular basis. She's not a conformist.
That's right.
She's not a... I don't know what the fuck she's going to do. That's why she's great.
What the
great.
Fuck is she?
She's a wacky artist.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
Yay. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Ruh-roh. Oh, what the heck, man?
Check.
Oh, there it is. Okay. This is my... Oh, wait a minute. Did I just ruin it?
What's going on?
All right. I shouldn't have. Well, all right. Well. Something's going to happen here.
Okay.
Some call it 3 minutes you'll never get back.
All right.
I call it 3 minutes you'll never get back.
All right.
Yeah, this is really not good.
What the hell happened?
So, well, I this is your fault. Ford's fault. Blaming to you. And
okay.
I'll take some credit for the fault. I'll take some fault.
Yeah, okay.
But
do this.
Probably GT's fault, really. 3 minutes.
Yeah, why not?
Got me hyped, said I need a re-up. Bro, your bitch got me hype, got her hitting me up. There's some lean on the side, this shit fucking me up. Playing with soldiers, swear on my life I'm protagonist, you the antagonist. Don't play with happiness, told me you wanted this. How the fuck you gonna snake on me? Shoulda known better, but fuck saying better, I'm breathing it well. My girl stay working, I'm cleaning as well. Been working so hard, got no time to myself. Shit about a change in my life, man. Out trying to write with no lights, man. Was told I should quit on my life, man. On my life, man, on my life, man. Yeah. My mama called me Prince way back when I was a child. But I'm tired of my throne now. Shit, I need a re-up. Bro, your bitch got me hype. Gotta hit me up.
To bring you this important message. I love you.
Tell that was Ma Wang.
Yeah, the other one was Jimmy and Yoko. Quickie was Jimmy and Yoko.
I was thinking of Ma or Wang. That's a good one.
Well, it went well with the first half, with the kratom and cannabis.
Yeah.
Because, I can only take about a minute of a hip-hop song, you know? So I was like, okay.
Exactly.
We got the point in there. Beauty. Like three minutes, 10 seconds. It was beauty, man. A work of art. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, we've already done Ted Nugent. Didn't get the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And pooping his pants for 2 weeks straight. Didn't keep the COVID
that didn't
away.
Help.
Nope. Sorry, man. Oh, he's sick.
I shed not a tear.
A poor thing. Hey, speaking of idiots, the Bobo campaign. Albuquerque is one of the first cities to actually send a collection agency after them because they owe them they owe them like over 200 large. The city of Albuquerque has turned it over to collections. Class, babe. Class.
My buddy Mark lives there. I got to talk to him about that. Thank him for
That's
sticking
a classy, 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 classy act, man. Nothing tacky about them. Nothing tacky over me. Here's some bad news in the sports world. This is just mainly for Ford. Blue Jay Anthony Alford. He got cut by the Buccos. I don't even know if he got a hit, man. But I didn't realize his background was pretty cool. He was a double athlete, football and baseball. And,
oh, one of those.
Yeah, he was really good outfielder. But he was battling injuries that he got a wrist injury playing football, and that ruins your swing.
Uh-huh.
That's too bad, man. I think he's like a really good athlete. And just gets bad breaks. Oh, we'll wish him well in the future. Continuing in the world of sports, this is pretty creepy. An Illinois man paid tribute to his deceased father. He's one of those two-handed bowlers. You ever see that crap?
Yeah.
Fuck that. That ain't bowling. That ain't real bowling. Earl Anthony used one hand, baby. All right.
Yeah, that's all
that.
You do.
Anyway,
and
when you do a two-handed bowl. I think he used two hands. Anyways, he's gagged. It's a two-hole ball once you do the two-handed bowling. You only got two holes. So he had the thumb hole filled in on his ball, and he used some of his deceased father's ashes to fill the thumb hole. See?
Yeah. Huh?
And this week he rolled a 300 perfect game with his dead dad ball.
Okay. What an honor.
Finkel was quoted as saying, "It's special. Dad shot 298 and 299, but never had a 300. I had goosebumps.
It's like
he was
it's
there.
It's like that song Patches.
They do need to write a sad, kind of a uplifting, sad, happy song about that, you know?
About bowling.
Daddy got his 300 game after all. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, Christ.
Perfect game is pretty cool, but
Oh, yeah.
The dad part's kind of weird, man. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You just me.
That and a bowling ball, for Christ's sakes.
All right. Now, this, we've heard this story I don't know how many times over the years, but there's kind of a funny twist. At least I thought.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was kind of ironical. An overdue library book was returned to a high school library after 32 years.
Yeah.
And the funny part was that the book was Manners Make a Difference. I don't know why that was fun, but kind of
whole
bad manners.
Returning things you borrowed?
Yeah, exactly. If you borrow something, you should fucking return it. Kind of manners, dude. I don't know. Apparently they never read it. Whoever it was. It would have, all the school calculated the book would have accrued $1,163 in late fees. But they don't intend to try to collect any money. I would. Fuck them.
Uh-huh. I heard they just charge you for the price of the book when it gets to that point.
Yeah, I don't think they can charge for the price.
Yeah.
But just on the basis that the name and manners make a difference. In
yeah, it's how the library works, man. Retard the fucking thing.
Come on. Deserves,
I've been waiting to read that fucking book for 35 years.
Because in every week. Is it? No. Damn it. All right, well, here's Kratom and Cannabis. This is interesting. This is more, I guess, you know, if I was a right winger, I'd be all upset and say that's political correctness. God, social justice warriors, the ones your mother warned you about.
Yep.
But this is interesting. The cannabis industry.
Okay.
Would like you to stop using this one particular slang word for cannabis, for weed. They don't mind weed. They don't mind pot.
Uh-huh.
But they don't like the term marijuana.
Oh. They don't like the official name?
Yeah. It's not the official name.
Cannabis would be the official name. Yeah.
Cannabis is the official name. That was like a word they've stuck on it when they wanted to demonize it. And, you know, oh, it's dirty Mexican smoking it. So they started calling it marijuana. It's used by racist politicians who first criminalized cannabis precisely because they wanted to underscore that it was a Latino, particularly Mexican, vice. And that word, with all its implications, became the most common name for cannabis in the United States today. They say if you use it in is medical marijuana, all right. But, you know, call it reefer, call it ganj, pot.
And by proxy, they don't want you to call it Mary Jane, probably, right? By proxy?
Well, they don't mention that. Maybe. I don't see what Mary Jane means.
Yeah, why not?
The good goodness. What else do you call that shit? Hooch. I like the hooch.
Right. I said I got a one of those disposable THCs. I wanted to try. We sell them now. Oh,
it's
boy,
funny, man. Like
that put me to sleep.
We're talking about this stuff, like, you know, I still am not used to that. Like it being people and stuff.
Spoke it out. Public or whatever.
It's like, ha-ha, wink, wink.
Yeah. Like that 70s show.
Yeah. Cop out. Speaking of cop outs. No, this is a... speaking of freak accidents.
Yes.
So this these people, a 71-year-old lady is riding with her daughter on Florida's Interstate 95.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's going north or south, but all of a sudden, a turtle smashes through the windshield of the car and strikes her in the head.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's fucking turtle.
A fucking turtle.
Oh.
How wild is that?
Oh.
And it's funny because she's okay. You know, she got a bump on a noggin, drew a little
and
blood,
a story
and she's not seriously hurt. And the turtle survived.
Okay. How about her
turtle? She's fine, too. The turtle was quoted as saying, "What the fuck was that shit?" And they figured another motorist, you know, hit him, knocked him in the air, and he flew. He had to be traveling pretty fucking hard to smash a windshield. Yeah. That's one lucky-ass turtle, one lucky-ass lady, one lucky-ass daughter. Sheesh. Freak accident, man. Can laugh now, you know.
Yes.
But,
and they got a story to tell.
And they didn't name the turtle, so they let it go.
Turtle. There you go.
They let it go
in the soup.
Yeah. Oh, you've been joined by bringing it, boy. Which is a good idea, because we were coming apart. Thank you for coming, sir.
Indeed, sir.
Flying turtles, man. Beware of flying turtles.
They do some damage.
Always some good news for old drunks. Studies show that hangovers get easier to deal with as you get older.
Oh yeah. Now they tell me. Monday's going to be
my
22nd year.
This year?
Yeah, this Monday will be my 22 years sober. Yeah.
This Monday. Get the fuck out of here.
22.
I'm going to make a note of that.
And now they tell me that when you're older, you don't get hangovers? What the fuck?
Nah. Sorry, dude.
What the hell?
We'll have to give you a nice toast Monday.
There you go. Everyone make yourself a nice cocktail Monday. toast Gumby's sobriety.
We'll all drink the Gumby's sobriety.
I'll be here with my water.
That's really cool, dude. Congratulations on that.
Hey, thank you.
Addiction's a motherfucker.
Ain't it though?
So anyways, it's partly put down to a decline in pain sensitivity as we age.
Interesting.
I don't follow that, because it seems like everything hurts now, you know, like
why wouldn't that?
Well, I know I'm cool as long as I stick to natties, man. I start hitting that scotch up. No bully.
Whatever works.
Alrighty, what do we got here? Oh, this is neat. People can't agree on the correct name for a TV remote control. What's everybody in the in the chat call their remote control? What do you call it?
They all call it clicker. I don't
you
think
say
I've
clicker?
Ever called it that. Yeah, I think I've always called it remote control. I don't think I ever had
it. You call it a remote? You don't call it that? I call it the Blippi. Yeah.
The Blippi?
Okay. Yeah. Oops, says remote. I'll be darned, man. Well, they say this is Britain, the mirror. They say the doofer and the zapper.
The doofer. I like that.
The doofer? What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Megatron? Fiddlestick?
Megatron. Jesus Christ. They're creative there.
It's kind of interesting, man.
I call it like scanner when you're buying something and you have to scan it. I call that the zapper.
What else they got? Singer. The doofer.
For now on, I'm going to call it the marijuana because we're not using it for the reaper anymore. So it's
how
up
about
to,
the
dibbler? The
clicker,
dibbler.
The button, dibbler.
Like the dibbler.
The dibbler sounds a little dirty, you know, like, eh.
It does. Get your hands off
the doofa,
my dibbler.
The doofer and the doofa and the zapper. Okay. Clicker, flicker, thingamajig, switcher, whatchamacallit, the controller, gizmo, button,
I bet
gadget.
Dingus in
box.
There?
No dingus. No gimcrack no. Either. Changer. Well, Jim Crack means your cell phone. Dibber. Sleeper. Blipper. Sleeper. I say blippy. Doodah. And flipper. So, there you have it, man.
There you go. many names for it.
Yeah. The do happy. There you go, Eddie B. All right, in that same vein... What do you call an ice pop? What do you call an ice pop? Pop. I call it a popsicle.
What's an ice pop? Oh, is that what
popsicle.
It is?
A popsicle.
Okay. I guess so. I guess popsicle.
Oh, no, they mean those things in the plastic thing. You know,
it's
talking about popsicle in a
push-up. Don't they call it a
push-up? Yeah.
Or a rocket.
They're calling
they
it ice.
They used to call it rocket.
Ice pops. Slurp. What else we got? They got a list. No, I don't have a list of those. Ice jolly. Icy. Ice pops. Ice poles. Pretty much anything with ice. Zooper dupers.
Yeah.
Is the only right answer. For duper. And otter pops. Ice stick. Icy pole. Flavored ice. I don't know, man.
How popular are those things?
Freezy. Ooh, that's nice.
Okay.
We used to call those ones, the push-up ones, were like red, white, and blue. We called them the bomb pop. Bomb pop, remember that?
No, I never
did. Like
never
in a toilet paper
that.
Roll on a stick. You push it up, bomb pop. The bomb. Red, white, and blue shit, man. Patriotic.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go, man. Here's why you keep the house and the family and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't be moving around.
Okay.
Well, Keith Willie, the treasure hunter, metal detectorist, he was called in to help a family locate a treasure box. They suspected their granddad had hidden somewhere in the home. And they ended up with big wads of cash, man, for about five.
Oh, sweet.
Handover box, which the family had been trying to find for years, containing stacks of pristine notes in bundles of $5,000 each. $46,000 in total was removed.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Yep. Check the banana stand. Don't move out of banana stand before you.
It's a good thing they
know
about. I wonder how many of these old people don't tell their family this until it's too late.
Well, that's the thing. You hear this stuff all the time. But, you know, if they're smart, you don't hear about it. You know what I'm saying? You follow me on that one, you know.
Exactly.
You don't know, it takes a lot. Sometimes it's shad app, you know. It's the way to do it.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
I was just wondering if Grandpa was a bank robber. That's what it sounds like. He was hiding the money for the Fed.
Well, it was all new bills and shit, so.
Oh, okay.
Bundles of $5,000. I bet you it was mob money.
Yeah. Something going on there. You had to hide it.
I
wouldn't
have put it on the internet. I wouldn't have advertised.
No.
I kept that hush-hush. No, it's as good as a wink to a blind bat, you know what I mean?
Indeed. Indeed, sir.
Yeah, I found the wallet I use now, I found on my walk, man. It's brand new. Nothing was in it.
Oh, really?
Like no ID or no money or anything. It was just an empty, brand new wallet. Just laying there in the bath.
Huh.
I said to myself, well, that's a nice one to go. Like, yeah. And at the time, I was using a money clip, which I really dug the money clip. I used that thing for a while, man.
Yeah.
You ever use a money clip?
No. I don't use a wallet either.
Oh. Pray tell, what do you use?
I just put it in a pants pocket. Got my credit card.
What, like?
Driver's license in the front pocket. That's it. I'm not good with wallets. And I used to have it back in the 80s. And I would lose it every time I got a wallet. So I said, fuck these wallets.
So you carry your driver's license and your credit card
yep.
in your front pocket. And then
yep.
that's it.
And the cash, and that's it.
If you got any cash, you throw that in there, too.
No, yeah.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's blowing my mind, but it just seems like, wow. I mean, like, you'd think you'd have a money clip around that shit to keep it together.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was very bad with wallets.
I used to when I was... What's that?
I was very bad with wallets. Could never keep a wallet,
yeah.
So fuck it.
Well, I had when I was a young man, being a bit of a sheep and part of the herd, I carried my wallet in my back pocket, like all the other
uh-huh.
boys. And then I realized, as I was getting into my 20s, how that was fucking up my back.
Yeah.
So I've always carried my stuff in my front pocket, which is also
yeah.
good because it's harder to pick
yeah,
your pocket.
Pick.
Front.
Exactly. That's what they say. Keep
yeah.
it in the front.
So, all around.
It gives you a little
to...
bit of a bulge, doesn't it?
Then you get a bulge.
Help you out with the ladies. Yeah.
Hey, if you're making change, you know, it could be a fun experience.
Exactly.
My money clip, I use that. I like the money clip a lot because you had, like, the credit card, the driver's license. I don't know, maybe insurance card.
Uh-huh.
Something. And then the money around that, and then the clip. But my clip broke, so that's why I started using the wallet. And the wallet's thin, and I try to keep to a minimum the crap you put. That's the thing about wallets.
Yeah,
suck,
yeah.
Because you end
yep.
up jamming too much crap in there.
Exactly.
Like, I know I don't need to carry around my library. What's that?
Yeah. George Costanza wallet. They did an episode.
Yeah,
on that.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't need to carry around my library card. You know, I don't use it like every day or like, I don't know. I cleaned it out. Last time I cleaned it out, I had a Cleveland library card. And like, I live in Columbus. The fuck, man? I'm carrying this around every day. Like, you never know, man. I pop in. Cleveland Library. Never know, man.
You probably got a dozen cards where you have to punch it every time you buy a hoagie or something, and you get a free one after six.
I wish they were like that, man. I wish they were like that. Because the Subway switched to like a digital thing, man, and it's no good anymore.
Okay.
I don't even know how to get a free sub. You say they'd poke the things, and then you'd have a full card, and you'd get your free sub. No, I don't know what the fuck. Give me a sub. I don't need a free one that bad.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what Friday means?
No, I believe I do, so. That's something to do with
a Again, this is a Ford Prefect joint, so Ford.
Oh, okay.
You're going to shoulder the blame for this one, son. Here we go.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Ford says we should all chip in to send an accordion band over to GT's house for his birthday. Imagine that, a polka band on his front lawn.
Call it the pot.
Make sure they have
band.
A yodeler. Make sure they got a yodeler, man.
Right on his front lawn. I love that.
That's funny. Like something blew up, man. Oh,
I lost the chat.
Explosions out there. Yee.
Something blew up, yeah. Hey, you know what's on Tubi?
What?
Ben. The sequel to Willard.
Never seen it.
Never seen it? I've seen it when it first came out, and I never haven't seen it since. I've seen it in the theater. For some reason, they never show Willard. I don't think Willard's ever been on television. It's the remake.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen Willard a long, long time ago.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
like
they got
CBS back. Late Movie. Remember CBS Late Movie? Like back in the 70s? I think that's when I saw Willard.
I used to watch those all the time.
Ben, who's in Ben? Who's in Ben? I don't remember.
Well, right now I'm looking at Bruce Davidson, but he was just in the beginning.
Oh,
Apparently, it takes place right after he gets killed or something. It was just a little fat kid. A little fat kid became friends with Ben. I don't remember any actors in it. I missed the credits here.
But, of course, the first was a standout because... Well, that's got the Michael Jackson song, but the first one, Willard's got Ernie Borgnine,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
The fuck out.
And you made me hate myself. Tickle.
What?
That's what Willard yelled at him. You made me hate myself. Then he said, sickle.
Nice.
And all the rats jumped all over Ernie.
Nice. Elsa Lancaster was also in that Bad Lad.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that again. I wonder if Tubi has it on. They got that on. Why
yeah,
not
Willard be good.
Yeah.
Especially after the last couple years I've had, man.
With your Mises.
All them Mises, man. All right, well, shoot here. We'll just do a quick side effect.
Cocksucker!
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mr. Wu.
Okay, man. No, I've got to put a commercial on. We're burning daylight here, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I lost the chat room, so. Good night, Possum.
Sandra Locke! You are correct, poor Prefect.
Oh, yeah, Sandra Locke was in it. She's the one who gave him a cat, remember?
Yeah.
She bought him a cat?
Weird shit, man. Yeah, we got to see that movie again.
Yeah, huh?
It's a must. It's a must.
Forget the sequel.
I insist.
The only thing about the sequel is they're real-looking rats. They were big rats in the sequel. I mean, in the remake, I mean.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of that.
And of course, Crispin Glover.
Bing Crosby production? Nice. I think Crosby also brought us Hogan's Hero. Him and George Burns were big on producing TV shows.
Yeah. And of course,
Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas, yeah. Sheldon Leonard.
Water.
Coors Light. I have a Canadian in there, but I'll save it for Monday. I can time it out right. I got the extra big Coors Lights, you know them.
Okay.
16 ounces.
Extra big.
Yeah, they're the same price as the 12. It's like, well, what the fuck am I doing? 4 ounces of free beer. Giddy up.
Life is good. Comics on your front porch. Free t-shirt.
That was so cool. That was so, except getting burned on eBay today was not cool.
Yeah. Well,
dude, Coors Light. Door 207. If any of you have an extra copy, you could send it. 60609. I appreciate it, man. Beauty. All right, man. Well, we got the thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming, man. I mean, man, that's you say, man. We're the soup, you're the art, baby. Here we go. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, guys!
Tonight's program brought to you by Gleam. It's worth it to brush often with Gleam, even if you can't brush after every meal. And by Camé, secret of soft skin.
A holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Crucifix to an Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just...
Nah, we didn't need the whole thing. We need like a 10-second one.
They got the gist of it.
We need a 10-second thing we can just slip right in there. Work on. Because the driving's
show,
too long. Well, good show, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Right,
you know, it helps
a
lot when I listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think. If I listen back to this episode, I'll probably, like, go, well, you know, two parts of the conversation over there. That's good radio,
good
man.
Good stuff.
Well done.
Good show.
That was fun, man. Go check my blood pressure. I'm hoping for like a I want an optimal, man. Give me an optimal. I haven't had an optimal in a few days.
All right, you get it. Miracle
down there under 120. Yeah, well, it's medicinal possum, man. It's like medicinal marijuana. No offense.
Exactly.
I didn't know marijuana was a bad word, man. Innocent. Calling it marijuana all these years, I didn't know it was racist, you know? Like, wow. I mean, I don't
there
mind. I mean, why does that bother people when, like, they go, well, you know, this or that is racist, right? Don't call people that anymore. Why is that such a big deal? Like,
exactly.
You know, like, to not... You know, I like, the one that was really hard for me was the word retarded.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a very descriptive word for some people.
Exactly, yeah.
But it offends people and people I care about.
Yeah.
You know? You know? So
yeah,
I don't say it. I try not to say it. So I don't think that's...
I think the main people don't find offense in it.
Well, I don't know. I'm becoming overly empathetic in my old age. And I think I'm just rebelling against the building zeitgeist of intolerance that I see around me.
There you go.
Ooh, we're getting deep and we gotta go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, let's forget this all happened and do it again Monday.
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's my story. And I'm sticking.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!